This call is being recorded.
Okay, I'm finally on. Can anyone hear me? Hello?
I can hear you now.
Thank you very much. If you will turn to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. And due to the fact that there are a lot of things going on in there, people that probably will not get to be with us, we'll pick back up on the revelation on Saturday. But what I want us to do is to go to chapter 12, and there's to the 46th verse. John chapter 12, verse 46. And I'm going to probably roll back to 44, and I'm going to pray. Father, thank you for your blessed word. It's righteous, it's holy, and you teach us everything that we need to know. We thank you for allowing us to know who you are and that you have revealed your word to us. Help us, I pray, in the blessed name of your holy child, Jesus the Christ, that we will believe on you as you are and be grateful. Amen. Amen and amen. I want to talk tonight about believing on Jesus and being grateful. In the 12th chapter of John, we find that Jesus had corrected some people because he had done many miracles in their sight. And the people, the Pharisees in particular, they did not believe on him in spite of what they saw, in spite of the miracles, in spite of him fulfilling many of the things that had been said that the servant of the Lord would do. And he rebuked them for that. Well, we get to the 44th verse. Listen to what happens. This is an amazing thing because you'll find that there are people that turn their back on him. And we often wonder if when I witness to people, or when I tell people about God, if I had power, if I had the ability to do miracles, I could make the people believe and make them see that they would become followers and would bow down and take the yoke of Jesus upon themselves. Well, I will submit to you that these people saw and they didn't. But listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says that the reason that they were like that in the 43rd verse before we even start is because these people love the praise of men more than the praise of God. When you have a group of religious people that love to pat each other on the back, that love the praise of men more than they love the praise of God, it will always put them in a position to not pay God the homage that is through his name. Listen to what the Bible says in the 44th verse. We want to believe on Jesus so that we can be grateful. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me." One would think that this would only apply to those people that lived in the first century. One would think that would apply just to the apostles that walked around with him, or to those that he was rebuking for their insolence and their wickedness. However, I would submit to you that when you see the scriptures, when you see God's word being fulfilled, when you see those that confirmed his word according to Hebrews chapter 2 telling you about him, then you should be seeing Jesus. But Jesus cried out and said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me." He is saying, "I don't take the credit myself. I am fulfilling a role." He says, "He that believeth, continues to believe on me, he's not believing on me. He's believing on the Father that sent me, the Father that told Abraham, 'I'm going to bless you,' the Father that told Abraham, 'I'm going to make a nation out of you,' the Father that gave his Son. When you believe on me, when you believe on me, you're believing on the Father." That's why Romans chapter 1 can say that this is the gospel of God. To the people that say God of the Old Testament is harsh, Jesus is saying that the God of the Old Testament, you get to see him because he's spirit. You get to actually see him when you see me. "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me." Believing on Jesus would make us be grateful. When you see that all that God has done to send his Son, when we see that all that God has done to equip his Son, when we see that all that he has done to send his Son to this world, they have to bleed, to die, to be mistreated, to be mischaracterized, and not be believed on, no matter how many miracles, no matter what he did. And Jesus said, "When you see me, you see him that sent me, you see the Father. But I'm not the Father, but the Father is spirit. You see the Spirit of God in me, but you see a human. When you see me, when you believe on me, you've seen the Father. And you should be grateful. Because I've come to show that I've come to defeat Satan. I've come to show that there is hope for man. I've come to show that there is something that's going to happen with the problem of evil. I've come to show that I am the very one that's qualified, certified, and anointed to save you from what's going to come on this world." He says in verse 46, "I am come a light into the world. Whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." If you believe on him, if you believe on Jesus, you have something to be grateful for. If you see Jesus, you have something to be grateful for. Why is that? Because when you believe on him and you see him, you have come into the light. You have left the darkness. You left the darkness of atheism, Mormonism, Shintoism, pragmatism, humanism, selfism. You've left all of these things to come into what God wants for you. Become a light into the world. "If whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." Jesus made a profound statement. You believe on me, you're actually believing on the one that sent me. You see me, you're actually seeing the one that sent me. "Therefore, I am come for light." You should be grateful. We should trust it. We should trust his word. But if you hear my words, if you don't believe, you're not believing the Father. He's the one that sent me. He says, "I judge him not. I came not to judge the world, but to save. But one may say, but I thought the Bible said, Jesus said that the Father committed all judgment to the Son. He did. Let's take the contents. Verse 48, he'll explain. He that rejecteth me and receive not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me the commandment what I should say, what I should speak. I've come into the world. You believe me. You believe him that sent me. You see me. I'm talking about the eyes of understanding. You see him that sent me. I am the light of the world. I am the fulfillment of the scripture. I am the gospel. I am the good news for you. I am the good news to get you out of what death will do to you. I am the good news of what will bring back joy to your life when you lose a loved one. I am the good news of what's going to happen to your corpse one day that is going to be resurrected. The things that I am, the things that you see in me and hear of me, they come from the Father. But if you reject me, you rejected the Father. You've got one that judges you. The words that I speak, they're not my own. The words that I spoke, they will judge you. For the words that I speak to you, I am the light of the world and the truth of the world. The words that I have spoken are the words that come from the Father, and that will judge you in the last day. He gave me the commandment. I'm better than you, he could say. I've seen the Father. I've been with the Father, and I keep his commandment. When you see me, I am the epitome. I am the example. When you see me and believe on me, you should be grateful. You should be thankful not just to eat something today, eat some turkey. You should be thankful for the Son. You should be thankful that he came. You should be thankful that the Father sent him. You should be thankful that the Father showed you himself through the Son because God is spirit. Well, the Bible says in verse 50, and I know this commandment. I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. How are we going to fare? How do we speak? How do we conduct ourselves? Are we really grateful? Do we see him? When people hear us talk, do they hear the commandment that God gave the Son? Do they see in our lives the commandment that God gave the Son? If we are going to be called the body of Christ, should they not see the Father? Should they not see the Son when they see us? Or is it about us? Listen to what he told these people. It's a beautiful thing. If you read this, if you read this particular passage, John chapter 30. I'm not sorry, it's not John chapter 30. I'm actually looking at the 30th verse, but I want you to look at verse 27 because we're still in chapter 12. 12:26. It's a good place to start. The Bible says here, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Remember, if you believe him, you should be grateful. If you see him, you should be grateful because if you hear him, you believe on him, you see him, you've seen the Father. Notice what he says. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Do you see him? Do you hear him? Do you believe him? You see, when things are hard, do you believe him? Do you want to be where he is? We must follow his words. Listen. Jesus said in verse 27, now is my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. For this cause came out unto this hour. You see me? You believe on me? You think that nothing will ever go wrong against you? You think you'll never have hardships? You want to see? Me? You want to see the Father? He says, right now something is going on with me. And should I get away from it? No, I came to do his will. Verse 28, he says, Father, glorify thy name. Can we say that when we don't like things, or can we only say it whenever something's going well? Do you see him? Do you believe on him? Father, glorify thy name. There came a voice from heaven saying, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The people that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. God wants you to know that I am the one that's in his place for you. I am the one that if you understand, I'm the light for you. I am the one that if you understand, I'm teaching you how to think presuppositionally. Whatever God brings your way, he is always right. God is glorifying his name no matter what we're going through, whatever we're going through, he's glorifying his name. Well, listen to what the Bible says here. It's quite amazing. He says, now is the judgment of this world. Now the prince of the world be cast out. Now, this is some of the stuff that we're talking about in the book of the Revelation. He says, the judgment of the world is now. The prince of the world is cast out. Well, let's see, how does that fit? Verse 31, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This, 33, he said, signifying what death he should die. Wait a minute. The judgment of the world, the prince of the world cast out, being lifted up from the earth, is signifying the death that he should die. Do you believe on him? Are you grateful? Do you see him? Do you see the Father wrapped in the Son? Do you see it? Are you grateful? It said, the people answered and said, we have heard out of the law that Christ or the anointed abideth forever. And how sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? And who is the Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. He that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goeth. For those people, he was going to be there for a little while and he would be lifted up. For us, as long as we live, we have a light. Walk while we have the light. Walk while we have his word. Walk while we have the faculties of our mind. Because if we lose that, we walk in darkness. And you won't see. You won't believe, and you'll be like others, ungrateful, unthankful, and unholy. He says in 36, while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be children. Somebody need to mute their phone, please. He says, while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be children of the light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. When you have someone, in this case they had Jesus, when we conform ourselves to God's word, when we conform ourselves to the righteousness of God so much so that it's not the words that we speak, but it's the word that God speaks, it's not our actions, but God's actions, we bring light to the world. Why else do you think Jesus can tell them in Matthew 5:16, you are the light of the world. You become the light of the world as you adopt the nature and the character of the Lord Jesus. And we should be walking in the light so that people can have light, so that they can be children of light. But if we don't walk in the light, we walk in darkness, and we bring darkness to others. So it says in 37, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not that the saying of Esaias or Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who have believed our report, and to whom have the arm of the Lord been revealed? the arm signifying power. Lord, who has believed? Who has believed on you, Lord? To whom have your power been revealed? Jesus said, that's me. They didn't believe. What about us? Do we believe enough that when people see us, that as John 8 and 12, Jesus said, he is the light of the world? Do we walk around and are we the light of the world? As Jesus says in John chapter 2, verse 19, if they destroy this temple in 3 days, he'd raise it up. And it said he was talking about his body. Has he raised us up to be his body? Have we come to the place yet that we are the temple of God yet? When we see Jesus, we see the Father. When we believe on Jesus, we should be thankful. When we believe on Jesus, we believe on him that sent him. I would submit this is who we're supposed to be in the world. Verse 39, therefore they could not believe because Esaias had said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart. They should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart and be converted. The reason for that is because they chose not to believe on him. They chose not to see that the Father would work through this man for whatever reason it was. For some, they thought he was a bastard. They thought he was born illegitimately. For some, because he didn't go through their rabbinical schools. For some, because he was saying things that would actually put them in the position of having to keep God's law as it is, as opposed to the changes that they made. When you see him, you see the Father. When you believe on him, you believe on the Father. When we see him, when we believe on him, we should be grateful. And the way to see him is to remember what he said in that 12th chapter, in that 48th verse. It's quite important that we see it. It says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, has one to judge him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days. If you turn that to the converse, he that accepteth me and accept my words, have one to judge him, and the words which I have spoken, the same will judge him in the last days. Either way, you're going to be judged. Do you want to be judged acceptably? You got to see him and be grateful. You got to believe on him and be grateful. You got to hear these words. Believe on these words and be grateful. Again, last two verses, 49 and 50. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. If we're going to believe on him, be grateful. If we're going to see him and be grateful, then we'll be believing on and seeing the Father. And being grateful because he sent the Son. He's fulfilling the will of the Son. Is fulfilling the will of the Father. And when people see us, and when people hear us, and believe on us, as long as we are in his word, saying what the Father commanded the Son, and the Son commanded the apostles, we become an agent of judgment for righteousness and salvation to those that hear and see. And an agent for damnation and destruction for those that reject. It's not about us. It's about him. We should be grateful that we have been called to this high calling. That's why the angels and those in the book of Revelation can say glory and honor and majesty and power to him that was and is to come. To him that sits on the throne and the Lamb, because they work together. Do we want white robes? Do we want to rule with him? Do we want to overcome and rule with him? Do we want to overcome and reign with him? Do we really want to thank God that he has made us priests unto God and to his son, and we would reign with him forever? If so, we must see him. We must believe on him and be grateful. Father, thank you for your blessed word. Thank you for your goodness and your grace. Thank you for all of the magnificence that you have shown us through your word, through your son, showing us your heart. Help us to have the mindset to want to be that kind of people before you. Lights in the world, speaking your truth in the world, living your truth in the world, speaking your words and not our words in the world, so that men can be blessed or judged according to how they respond to you, not us. I ask this in the blessed name of your holy child, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Amen. Amen. And even so, amen. I'm going to open our class now for discussion. If there's any discussions to be had, is there anyone that would like to discuss what it means or what you think about seeing, believing on Jesus and being grateful? That's what I'm talking about at Thanksgiving. Is there anyone? Well, I thank you all for joining us, and grace and peace to everybody. And look to see you all Saturday, if the Lord's will. Good night.
Thanks. Good night.